It's music time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening, friends, and thanks for joining us again for Music Time in Africa. This is today's first edition, and once again, we have a very special program that our music man, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, has prepared for us. So I recommend you just stay with us, sit back, relax with us, and enjoy the music. In the month of October this year, the International Consortium for the Music of Africa and its Diaspora will be presenting its annual Festival of African and African-American Music called FESAM at Park University in Kansas City, Missouri. This year's festival will be the inaugural event of the Fela Shawande Centennial Symposia and Festivals that will continue on into the year 2005. Fela Shawande was the first African composer to combine African traditional music with Western classical styles and forms. He was born in southern Nigeria in May 1905 and died in 1987. We'll tell you all about this most famous Nigerian composer, concert organist, and academic. But for right now, here's the music of Fela Shawande by the New York City Philharmonic Orchestra. The recording begins with an introduction by Joe Atuona, a Nigerian broadcaster who was there in 1962 as a reporter for Voice of America's Africa service.
This is Joe Atuona in the United States of America. On Friday, the 1st of June, 1962, African musical history was made at the world-famous Carnegie Hall in New York City when the Nigerian composer Fela Shawande conducted his own compositions with 85 members of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Fela Shawande is the first African ever to conduct the New York Philharmonic. Many African diplomats attended the concert to show their obvious pride in the cultural as well as the political emergence of the exciting and throbbing continent of Africa. First, the African Suite for Strings, in which two of the movements will feature the Agorama dancers of the African cultural group in Onikpe and Akinla.
Thank you.
African music at its best. The New York Philharmonic in Carnegie Hall in New York City, conducted by the famous Nigerian composer Fela Sowande. As I mentioned earlier, there will be a series of events beginning in October of this year and continuing all during 2005. Centennial festivals, symposiums, concerts, lectures, and recitals. We'll have more for you in a moment, so we do hope you'll stay with us.
Music in Africa. Well, we'll be the drums. Well, music comes. Music in Africa. Well, we'll be the drums. Well, the music comes.
Just a brief reminder, friends, that we're coming to you on shortwave from our studios downtown in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., right here in the USA. VOA's Africa service is also on medium wave, and our current program guide shows all of the frequencies and times for all of our programs for Africa and the rest of the world for easy listening. And of course, having a copy of the guide means you'll know when to listen to the morning show, Daybreak Africa, and to Africa World Tonight. We also have Nightline Africa, The Sunny Side of Sports, and my own show heard during the week. It's called The World of Music. The current program guide shows the times and frequencies for both editions of Music Time in Africa. The first edition, the one you're listening to right now, begins at 1730 UTC, followed by the second show at 1930 UTC. So, if you're ready now, here's our address for corresponding, and of course we want you to ask for a copy of that guide. I'll give you our regular address in the U.S. first. Write to me. I want to hear from you. Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237 here in the USA. Again, it's Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237 here in the USA. And if you're a regular listener, you know that we have an alternate address. It is Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. That's a really easy one. Drop me a line. Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. The Centennial Festival, in tribute to the famous Nigerian composer Fela Shawande, is a series of events that will continue during the year 2005. And as we mentioned earlier, the inaugural event will be in October of this year as part of the annual festival called FESAM, sponsored by the St. Louis African Chorus and the International Consortium for the Music of Africa and its Diaspora. One of the geniuses behind all that's going to take place is our Nigerian friend, Fredo. His full name is Fred Onowelo Suoke. Fredo is the founder of the St. Louis African Chorus and pro tem director of the International Consortium, maintaining an unusually active schedule as a conductor, lecturer, and presenter of African choral music. And just a little bit more about this important international consortium. It's an umbrella organization for composers, performers, scholars, and promoters who feel a responsibility to preserve their cultural heritage and develop tools and opportunities for people to transform heritage into contemporary expression, just like our own VOA music man Leo Sarkisian does right here. What's wonderful about the consortium is that it feels Africa is all-inclusive. That is, Africans, African-Americans, Afro-Cubans, Afro-Caribbeans, Afro-Europeans, Afro-Latinos, and all other peoples of African origin or descent. An opportunity to lift up the accomplishments of all who call themselves African. Well, Fredo gives us this background information about Fela Shawande. Born in Lagos back in 1905, Fela Shawande started his musical vocation very early. His father, Emmanuel Shawande, was a minister of the gospel and a pioneer of church music in Nigeria. So Fela received his first lessons from his father. As a boy soprano in the Christ Church Cathedral in Lagos, Nigeria, he studied music with T.K. Phillips, famous organist, choir master, and composer. In 1956, Shawande was honored by Queen Elizabeth II as a member of the British Empire. Nigeria's University of Ife honored him with an honorary Doctor of Music. In the 1930s, he worked as a jazz musician in Europe, as a piano player, a band leader, and organist. He even played duets with the famous Fats Waller. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of State in 1957, he toured the U.S. performing organ concerts. He became a permanent U.S. resident, taught in many American universities, and conducted a number of American major orchestras, including the great New York Philharmonic Orchestra. The music we've already played for you. And we must give credit to our own music man for preserving these valuable historic recordings in his African music library. Thank you, Leo. Now here's another part of that historical concert of Shawande's music by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by the composer himself back in 1962. After the music, you'll hear again the voice of Nigerian broadcaster Joe Atuona, who was working for VOA's Africa service at that time back in 1962, with an historical interview with the composer himself. Thank you.
That was the African Suite for Strings in Five Movements, in which two of the movements featured the Agorama dances of the African Cultural Group. And now, here is an on-the-spot interview which I recorded with Mr. Shawande. Maestro Fela Shawande, permit me to congratulate you on the huge success of your performance.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Turner.
Would you care to comment about what you felt before and during the concert?
During the concert, the reception was such that anyone would have felt good. And I was delighted to see the response that the orchestra gave in the actual performance. And afterwards, well, I'm still busy sorting out several of the impressions I've received, but this was the second time that I've seen a Western orchestra playing African melodies and enjoying playing them. And that, more than anything else, did me a world of good. Because,
good.
As you know, there are other African composers in Ghana, in Nigeria. I know that there are composers in Ghana, Nigeria. There must be others in other parts of Africa. And it seemed to me that this concert, far from being a one-man show, is really the beginning of great things for African artists, thanks to the African Cultural Group, who had the vision and the energy, the patience and the faith to tackle this very great program. And for their sake, I'm glad that the thing was the success it was, because we need something like this.
I think we do, surely. Well, on the whole, did you feel satisfied? In other words, was the public reaction what you expected?
I find it difficult to talk about this because I am directly concerned, but any artist would have felt proud. Any artist would have felt unworthy. That you, this is not something that you earn. It's something that comes your way. The gods have offered him. I mean, I had more of a reception than I ever dreamt I would get. I mean, the audience was very, very kind.
Mm. Well, sir, have you more plans to perform concerts of this nature? Not necessarily in the U.S., but somewhere else.
You see, Mr. Turner, one of the things that's uppermost in my mind is what I call the stereotyped image about what Africans are and what they can or cannot do. And programs of this nature ought to be arranged all over Europe, featuring artists like Nketiah, like Yuba, like Bankole, to name but three.
That's right.
Like our own Mr. Phillips, and there are other people who have done work in the local idiom. In other words, a tour of the Western churches by a choir singing Nigerian anthems, Nigerian settings of the canticles, as well as Ghanaian settings of the canticles, is called for, because until people hear these things, most of them will never get to Africa. And so there is a crying need for programs of this nature, which enables us to communicate with each other on cultural lines. Politically, it's difficult to find a common basis of agreement. But on cultural lines, I think that the chances are much more favorable. And I, for one, would like to see something like this done.
Good. Thank you very much, sir. I'm happy that you've answered my question abundantly, I should say.
My friends, you just heard the voice of Fela Shawande, Nigeria's most famous composer, being interviewed in 1962 by VOA's Nigerian broadcaster, Joe Atuona. And here's another small excerpt from that historical concert at Carnegie Hall, New York City, with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by the composer, Fela Shawande himself. Thank you. exquisitely beautiful. During that interview with Fela Shawande, Shawande said Africa has many wonderful composers. Professor Nketiah of Ghana, Nigerian composer Akinyuba, now with the University of Pittsburgh here in the USA, Bankole, T.K. Phillips, and other great composers throughout Africa. Well, friends, in spite of the media and publicity surrounding pop music that seems to flood the airwaves and television, classical music remains very strong throughout the world. There are many hundreds of symphony orchestras and thousands of talented composers turning out great music. Art music is alive in Africa, and Africa does have many well-known, highly recognized, and talented composers and musicians, and there will be more to come. From our Music Man's collection now, one final example of African art music. I do love this recording. It's an excerpt from the opera Shaka Zulu, written by the world-renowned Nigerian composer Professor Akinyuba, who, as we mentioned earlier, is now with the Department of Music at the University of Pittsburgh here in the USA. Enjoy it. This is Shaka Zulu.
No more fashion.
Was an excerpt from the opera Shaka Zulu by Nigerian composer Professor Akinyuba. Friends, Leo and I really hope you enjoyed this very special program about African art music and about the upcoming series of events being planned for the centennial celebration of the music of Fela Shawande, one of Africa's great contributions to the world of music. We'll have more for you about this important event in future programs. That's why we recommend you just keep listening to this program, Music Time in Africa, right here on VOA's Africa service. I'm Rita Rochelle, inviting you to stay tuned now to a report of the latest news from VOA's newsroom. And as always, my love to all of you.